Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Words on the Street, Wall Street analyst extraordinaire. Leo, thanks again for being here. So one of the things, we're talking about the dollar, and you were giving us an outstanding survey of and report on why the dollar is weakening. And there's another thing that happened last week, if I'm not mistaken. The U.S. credit rating got downgraded. Is that right?
I think it maybe was called into question. I don't
Fitch.
Know if there's been a...
I thought Fitch downgraded it. Maybe I'm wrong. But you gotta assume that with all this deficit spending, all this money that's being printed, how could it not be downgraded? You know what I mean? I mean, if you've got a debt to equity, of course a country doesn't have a debt to equity thing like you and I have, but if you've got a debt to equity ratio that gets upside down, your credit rating gets affected, and that's what's happening to America. How's that going to impact the dollar?
Excellent point, Jim. In a world where debt seems to be pretty popular, whether it's for governments or corporations. The United States, a massive increase in its debt inclinations make it seem worse. But for example, the IMF indicated about a month and a half ago that, for the U.S. overall budget deficit, which includes the states by their measure, jumped from 2019's just over 6% to nearly 24%, whereas the world as a whole, the jump was from the deficit of about 4% to 14%. Mm-hmm. And that has made the United States overall debt move from a danger level, which is pretty high, over 100%, with the current projection to 140-some percent.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Japan, but a lot of our debt is held overseas, whereas the Japanese debt is held within that country. So the
let me stick one thing in perspective. 15 years ago, our debt to equity ratio was 1-3, maybe 1-4.
Yeah, much lower.
We had $5 trillion in debt. In national debt in 2005, as I remember, and between the Bush administration and the Obama administration, that went to pretty close to 1-1.
Right. This trend fits a rhetoric of persons commenting more on entitlement and spending rather than responsibility. And of course, times are difficult now with the coronavirus, so people need help. But even allowing for the coronavirus not being a factor, the trend has been for increased debt.
Yep. We've had deficit spending. You can't have $1 trillion deficits every year, year over year, and you start compounding that, and then you got a lot of problems. So what do you think? One of the things that is the beauty of capitalism, and I think we ought to think about. If you use the word responsibility, I'm trying to get people to quit talking about systemic racism and start talking about systemic responsibility. If America could turn that around, could get to the point where we start using your word of responsibility more and these other pejoratives less, which I think is real, we could turn this around in less than a generation, couldn't we? I mean, we could go the other way, but it's going to take leadership, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's a tremendous battle over values and perspectives, and the rhetoric's going to, and the language used is going to reflect it and guide it.
So do you think we're going to solve this America's problems more with market-based approaches like improving the supply chains to more of a, what I call a hemispheric instead of a globalization, hemispherization. That's a new term I've coined. More hemispherization and less globalization. You think that kind of thing and less social stuff, having more business, so to speak, on our mind and less social stuff on our mind? What do you think?
There's some truth to that. The globalization, however, has been a source of growth. Where I would say that there could be some work on is there needs to be something to reduce the divide of economic and political inequality, mm-hmm. which may need to require some reduction of the market force and powers of the very large big business.
Thank you.
And also, I think...
Now, what you're describing is the abuse of capitalism, in my opinion.
Yeah, the abuse of capitalism.
Yes.
And that something needs to be done about that. And also, I think the amount of money that is spent on military elements, as well mm-hmm. as the amount of money that's spent on regulation. You mm-hmm. know, it's a complicated world,
right.
So we need protections. But there's an awful lot of red tape. And just look at hospital and medical spending here as opposed to abroad.
But a lot
there
of
has
that,
to be saved.
But a lot of that comes back to your point about the abuse of capitalism. Yeah, what folks, if you want to see real capitalism, come out on Main Street. Walk around on Main Street. That's pure. But up on Wall Street, the oligarchs on Wall Street, that's not real capitalism because they don't make stuff like you and I make stuff. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Leo Haviland. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.